Hey guys, it's Bunny. I hope you're all having a great day. I'm going to kick off my little podcast by talking about positivity. Lots of people always ask me how I stay so positive and happy all the time, and that might be something I portray on social media, but no one's happy 24/7. I do try my best to stay on the positive side of things, though. But don't get me wrong, I am a very emotional and moody person, as my boyfriend. I just don't believe that I should show that on Instagram because it's not really a good and positive influence on my followers. I want to try and brighten people's day, not drag them down. I want to motivate people to be positive and try their best in life and be the best version of themselves. And I have a few tips to try and help you guys with that and just to help you cope with maybe your bad moods, your mood swings, your emotions, to try and just make life a little easier and happier and better. So one of the main things I think is extremely important is self-care. Everyone always brings that up and stuff like that, but it's truly really important, especially in this life that we live where we're going to school, we're working, you know, we're doing a bunch of stressful things. Stress isn't good on your body, okay? Even if it's happy stress, technically stress itself is just not good on your body, but anyway, obviously, like, bad stress is worse. But self-care can be giving yourself a bubble bath, you know? That's something everyone enjoys, a good old warm bubble bath. Cooking something you like, baking something, maybe it's just reading a book and relaxing outside, writing in a journal, coloring, anything that you really like that helps you calm down and take care of yourself. It doesn't have to be any of the mainstream things that you hear. It can be, I don't know, giving yourself a nice face mask, getting yourself a foot mask even, because you know, those are actually pretty good. Or just having a day for yourself every once in a while to de-stress and just feel better. That is extremely important. Sorry, I think I just, like, destroyed your ears with that little thing I just did, but, yeah, just anything to help you stop, relax, take care of yourself so you can move on better than ever. You know what I mean? I believe that's very important and should be taken really seriously because sometimes we forget to think about ourselves and our body needs a break too, our brain needs a break, and it deserves that sometimes. So make sure to do that for yourself. Another thing to stay on the positive side is keeping yourself busy. I've noticed, especially with myself, when you're not busy and you're laying around and you're bored, that's when your mind starts thinking, your body's just not feeling good. Just not being busy really sucks. You should always try and stay busy so you can keep your mind on other things. Like, obviously it's good to have your downtime, you know, like I said, self-care and all that. But keeping yourself busy is good if you have, like, overthinking problems, stuff like that, even if it's just coloring or doing something you like to keep yourself busy, your mind moving, and all of that. And another good thing is having a good diet. Okay, guys, I know this one is really hard, especially for me. I literally suck at eating good, but I always notice that when I have a day where I eat a little bit better, I eat some fruit, I make myself a good old sandwich, and I just overall eat good, or my mom's soup, that is so good. I just feel more positive, I have more energy, it's just really giving you that good vibe, so eating a little bit better, that really helps. And this one, you guys are gonna hate this one, exercise. I don't even exercise, guys. It's very rare that I will exercise, but I don't mean the stereotypical, you don't have to run a mile every single day, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying maybe going out for a little walk every other day, or every day if you can. Even if it's in your backyard, you know, just getting outside, getting some sun, getting that vitamin D, that is so good for you. It's better than you think. Again, it gives your body some energy, it gets your blood moving, and you want to get your blood moving because you don't want to get no heart attack, you know? So, make sure you keep that in mind too, and start, maybe you guys can start practicing some of these things to help yourself just have a little bit more energy, have a little bit more positive attitude, and all that. Another important thing, which can be hard for people, and sometimes you have to grow to be able to do this, you have to be able to learn to be able to do this is venting to other people. Okay, well, you don't always have to vent to another person. You can actually just write something down and just vent. Everyone has different ways of venting. But to me, I really like venting to my boyfriend, depending on what it is, maybe my mom. But venting is extremely important. You can't bottle things up. And I know in this society, men are basically upholded to this pedestal that they have to, like, keep everything in, not be emotional, not cry, but that is completely false. Okay, guys, you gotta vent, you gotta let out your anger, you gotta let out your sadness, and let me tell you, I try my best to be there for everyone, so if you guys need anything, literally message me on Instagram, message me on Patreon, and I will get back to you, and I will help you out. But venting is extremely important. Bottling things up will just get worse and worse and worse. Your mind will get even more stressed, even more sad, even more depressed, until you completely break down, and you don't want to get to that point. So make sure you're venting, letting things out every once in a while, even if it's just a little bit. And I know a lot of people, it's hard for them to do that. It's hard for them to trust people. It's hard for that. So maybe you can work up to it, and just practice things that help you let out your emotions and feelings. And the last thing I have is telling yourself positive things. If you're gonna sit there, listen to extremely sad music, tell yourself sad things, obviously you're gonna feel worse. Sometimes a good sad song really do be hitting different, and I understand that. But in the grand scheme of things, you gotta be telling yourself positive things. You can't be thinking, oh, I'm so ugly. I want you to go in front of the mirror and I want you to say, I am attractive, handsome, beautiful, whatever you are, whatever gender you are. But tell yourself good things. Your body literally does everything for you. Your body is so perfect. And you need to be nice to yourself, okay? You gotta be nice to your body. It be sad when you say mean things about it, you know? Your brain be sad, everything be sad. So you gotta tell yourself positive things, give yourself some positive energy. And really just motivate yourself, because you shouldn't rely on anyone else to motivate you or make you happy. You need to be able to make yourself happy. And that is the most important thing of all. That is the most important thing. I know that all of you are amazing people. I know that you guys have a huge heart. I can tell that because of the fact that you even decided to support me on Patreon. Like, oh my gosh, you guys are the sweetest people ever. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you so much. But I know you guys are awesome. All of my supporters are so sweet to me, so nice, so respectful. You guys are just great people, and you guys deserve the world. So make sure to keep up with yourself, keep up with your health, with your brain, your mental health, everything. Take care of yourself, and try to follow some of these tips I give you, because they really do be working, and you can start to feel a little bit better, even if it's just a little bit. You know what? That's good, and that's making you well on your way to being a more positive and happy person like you deserve. And yeah, I hope you guys like this little podcast. Wasn't too long, 8 minutes around there. I want to make longer ones in the future. It's kind of hard to come up with, like, a lot of things to say, and I get kind of nervous, but I'm going to work on it, and I hope you guys really like this one. Give me input, please. Tell me how you like it. And, yeah, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and thank you again for being a patron. Bye!